With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump did not waste any time naming a new pick for attorney general after Matt Gaetz threw in the towel.
Just hours after Gaetz withdrew his name, Trump announced former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to be U.S. Attorney General. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. She's also been a vocal critic of the criminal cases against the former and future president. Gaetz stepped aside amid continued fallout over a federal sex trafficking investigation that cast doubt on his ability to be confirmed as the nation's chief federal law enforcement officer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It took a while, but Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania has finally conceded the race to Republican challenger Dave McCormick. Also at SRNNews.com, NATO insisting that Russian President Putin's unleashing of an experimental intermediate-range missile on Ukraine will not change the course of the war. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
This is a Russian leader who embraces escalation as a means of achieving his goals. Yesterday, the firing of this new hypersonic intercontinental ballistic missile targeting Dnipro, and then in his TV address, this direct threat, really, to Britain and America and other countries who supply Ukraine with longer-range missiles. All of that shows he is determined to escalate this.
Putin escalated after President Biden gave Ukraine the green light to fire U.S.-made missiles at targets deep inside Russia. Bitcoin's post-election rally continues, the cryptocurrency trading just above a record $98,000. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 3 points, NASDAQ futures 46 points in the red. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are obsessed with consumption.
Jesus told us to lay up treasure in heaven, but many people seem to be pretty focused on laying up stuff right here on earth. A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds 43% of adults agree with the statement, "I am driven to accumulate nice things." 43% also say, shopping makes me feel worthwhile. About half of the population is also very concerned about always having the latest technology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attacks on Christians in Turkey have spiked. According to a study by International Christian Concern, the number of hate crimes perpetrated on believers more than doubled from 2021 to 2023. The ICC report adds that the crimes include property damage, harassment, and violence, and the true number of hate crimes is likely higher than what has been presented due to victims' fear of reporting. This is SRN News. A deadly listeria outbreak is officially declared over.
10 people died. More than 60 got sick in 19 states eating listeria-contaminated boar's head products, including liverwurst. The CDC says listeria outbreaks are considered over 60 days after the last reported illness. More than 7 million pounds of boar's head meat was recalled nationwide. A production plant in Virginia was shut down, and the company also permanently stopped making liverwurst. Boar's Head faces lawsuits and continued scrutiny over reports of problems at the factory, including mold, insects, dripping water, and contaminated walls, floors, and equipment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Texas education officials are about to decide if a Bible-infused curriculum can be taught in the public schools. The Texas State Board of Ed will vote on the materials in a meeting today. If approved, it would be optional for schools to adopt the materials. More details at SRNNews.com.